Police officers across the U.S. have their guard up even more than usual. The Fraternal Order of Police tells us ambush attacks aimed at the killing or injuring of officers have risen dramatically in the last few years. But it's the string of killings of officers in recent weeks that's really got the law enforcement community on edge.
Lieutenant Joe Glinowitz gunned down while on patrol in Illinois. Texas Sheriff's Deputy Darren Goforth dies in a hail of 15 bullets. Louisiana State Trooper Stephen Vincent shot in the head, then taunted after stopping to help a stranded motorist. Cold-blooded murders that add to a horrifying recent pattern. 7 law enforcement officers shot to death in a month. 24 officers shot and killed so far this year across America. Police union officials and law enforcement experts say several factors have formed a so-called perfect storm of hostility toward police. The string of police brutality cases, like Eric Garner's death and the killing of Walter Scott, shot in the back by a South Carolina policeman, have fanned the anger against cops. Police advocates say a saturation of media coverage has contributed to the spike. And they believe civil rights groups bear some responsibility.
Peace in a blanket, fried like bacon.
That chant from Black Lives Matter protesters this week in Minnesota angered many in law enforcement. Police advocates say officers may be more hesitant to respond strongly to threats, like in one recent case in Alabama, where a detective says he didn't want to be the next cop scrutinized in the media.
Didn't act by his own admission. When the perpetrator bowled his way out of the car, took the officer's weapon and pistol whipped him almost to death with it.